感谢主，我们继续来学习雅歌。
Thank God, we continue to study Song of Solomon.
求主带领啊，希望我们今天晚上可以把这一首诗歌给完成。
We pray that tonight we'll able to finish this song.
那这首诗歌唱完以后，我们要为自己谱一曲属于自己的爱情故事。
After we have finished this song, we should compose a love song of our own.
由你来唱雅歌的时候，你的爱情故事又是如何呢？
When you compose your own song of a song of Solomon, what will the content be?
好，那我们继续来看，从五章第二节看起。
Let's continue from Song of Solomon chapter 5, verse 2 and onward.
五章的二节到六章的十三节，我们称为第四首诗歌，叫寻回之歌。
And from chapter 5, verse 2 and onward to chapter 6, verse 13, we can title this one Searching and Finding.
那这个标题就让我们知道说，他们之间到底又发生了什么事呢？
So within this content, what happened between them?
不是已经结婚了也入过洞房了，应该是王子跟公主从此就要过着幸福快乐的生活了。
They have married, have spent the first night together, so therefore prince and princess should live a happy life ever after.
如果婚姻爱情的故事是如此的简单，那世界就没有伤心人了。
If only love song were this simple, then there would be no sorrows in this world.
爱既期待又怕受伤害。
Love is full of expectations.Love is also a lot of fears.
爱情给我们欢笑，很多时候爱情让我们哭泣。
Sometimes love will bring us joy. Sometimes love will bring us tears.
我们总是要突破，要解决一切的困难。
We should try to break through and solve all different problems.
幸福好有时候好像天上的星星，你要够得到，你要爬上去，你要努力才摘得到那些星星。
So to have a blessed life is just like a star in the sky. You must strive to and climb and put effort to achieve it.
婚姻中的幸福不必然就像每天会从东方升起的太阳一样。
So the blessing is in the marriage is not as easy as the sun rising in the east.
很多时候我们等不到旭日东升，我们等到的是阴雨绵绵。
Sometimes we expect the sun rises on the east side. However, we are experiencing rainy and dreary weather.
其实不是悲惨的结果要临到我们。
So instead, we are entered in a place of bitterness.
如果我们到云朵的上层去看，其实那是一大片的艳丽的阳光。
However, if we are to ascend above the clouds, we can see a ray of sunlight.
婚姻中的阴霾，我们应当要把它一扫而尽。
All the cloudiness within a marriage, we should try our best to get rid of it.
我们要有一种更超越的眼界来看待我们的婚姻。
We should have a higher perspective to view our marriage.
那这对年轻夫妻这个热烘烘、热情满怀的。要过着他们生活的时候，到底又发生了什么事呢
？So when these two lovers, when they are intimately in love, what happens next？
我们直接来看第二节。
Let's look at verse two。
这第二节这是我们看到他们两个人的感情呢，又出现了考验，也有一些危机。
You can see that the love life between these spouses have encountered problems and also challenges。
他们经历了分离再一次的寻觅，然后能够复合。
They have experienced separating and they are have experienced reconnecting with one another.
那经过这个考验以后他们表达更深的爱意。
And after this experience, they are able to love one another on a deeper level.
所以把这个爱推到更高的一个阶层去了。
So they are able to grow in their love and tap into a higher and deeper level.
幸福就是如此的要去追寻。
So we have to pursue after this kind of blessing.
那我们再看五章二节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 2.
这是佳偶，就是这个太太她说的话。
And this word is spoken by the wife.
我身睡卧，我心却醒，这是我良人的声音。
I sleep, but my heart is awake, is the voice of my beloved.
她敲门说，我的妹子，我的佳偶，我的鸽子，我的完全人。求你给我开门。
He knocks, saying, "Open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one."
光是我们这样读，你就深切的感受到他们之间的确发生一些事。
If we were to read this, we may infer that something must happen between the two.
那这个身为太太的呢，她假装睡觉了。
So as the wife, she was pretending to be asleep.
她的先生在外头啊敲门，但她假装睡着了。
The husband is knocking on the door outside, yet she pretends to be asleep.
她不是真的睡了，她的心是醒着的。
She was not truly asleep because her heart was awake.
真的把太太的心境啊描述得非常的淋漓尽致。
So you see how accurate description of the heart of the wife.
她为什么没有睡
？How come she didn't fall asleep?
她为什么要假装睡了
？Why was she pretending to be asleep?
啊，她没有睡，她在等那个良人的声音。
She was not sleeping. She was waiting for the voice of her husband.
那个熟悉的声音，但是现在又有点陌生。
Even though it's a familiar voice, however, right now it is a sound of a stranger.
这个很像我们读的这个二章的第八节啊，好像类似的场景又发生一次。
So it's just as we have read in chapter 2, verse 8, similar circumstances happened.
良人来寻找他的佳偶。
The husband came to look for his wife.
那现在呢，又是更强烈的追求。
And at this present moment, he is aggressively pursuing.
啊，这个良人在门外啊，急切的敲门。
The husband is knocking at the door outside aggressively.
我们从他有四个称呼，对他的佳偶有四个称呼，一个一个的更加的亲密的感觉，让我们感受到他的心非常迫切。
From the four different actions that the husband took, we can see that His heart was sincere that he yearns for his wife.
他用恳求的声调说：“你求你给我开门。”
With a humble voice, he made a request to her to open the door.
啊，这个良人说：“我的头满了露水，因为夜晚啊，所以在啊野外呢，他有很多露水就滴到他的头上。”
And since it was in the night that it says, "For my head is covered with dew."
我的头发被夜露给滴湿了。
My locks with drops of the night.
那么对于良人这么急切的追求这个佳偶，他的回应是如何呢
？So after we see the effort put in by the husband, what was the response of the wife?
我已经换了睡衣了。
I have taken off my robe.
啊，我怎么能够再穿上外衣呢
？How can I put it on again?
哦，已经把脚洗了。
I have washed my feet.
就是准备要睡觉了。
I'm preparing to go to bed.
再下床的话，就会玷污我的脚了。
How can I defile them?
这是推脱之词。
As she's making excuses.
这个身为太太的常常就有这种矜持。
So sometimes a wife may show this kind of behavior.
我们可以这么说，太太很少在先生敲门的第一个时间就打开了。如果有的话，可以请举手，你真的很幸福。我们都要敲好多次。
So sometimes it's rare that when a husband knocks on the door, that the wife opens up on the first knock. If you are one of the minority, then you are blessed.
那个露水把他头给滴湿的，有一点凉意。
So you can see that the dew cover the husband's head.
但是等不到开门呢。
But he couldn't wait to open the door.
所以我看他的心更凉啊。
You can see that his heart grows her heart grows colder.
他的佳偶用两个无关紧要的理由，这不算什么理由啊，这根本就是借口，就把他推脱掉了。
You can see that the response of the wife was so indifferent, which is to push him away.
啊，衣服换了可以再穿啊。
You could just simply put on the robe again.
脚洗的可以再洗啊。
Even if you wash your feet, you could still wash them again.
这两个借口有比为良人开门让他进来，不要再一直在寒冷中，有更重要吗？
Were these two excuses given by the wife more important than the husband standing outside in the cold?
那我们继续读下去。
Let's continue to read.
甚至这个良人就企图要从门孔里头伸进来，要打开这个门。
So you can see that the husband, he put his hand by the latch of the door and he tried to open it.
那这个太太她看到这样的场景，她心就更加的激动。
So when the wife saw this reaction, she was more nervous.
她就想说：“哎呀，我的良人这样的诚恳。”
Because she saw sincerity of her husband.
她主动要来求和。
She initiated the reconciliation process.
我不能够拒他于千里之外啊。
I cannot look beyond this.
啊, 所以她就起来了,
so she arose.
啊, 要给她的良人开门,
and she wanted to open the door for her beloved.
就她的手, 啊, 就滴下的墨药,
and my hand dripped with mire.
她的指头, 啊, 有墨药汁滴在门栓上,
my fingers were liquid mire.
为什么?
Why?
其实这表示说, 女子她已经抹了一些香水, 其实她等她的良人。
Because you can say that the wife has already put on some lotions and mire, and she's awaiting her husband.
她不是一直不开门的,
she, it's not that she doesn't want to open the door.
只是她有矜持,
instead, she is persistent.
啊, 但当她起来要开门的时候,
so when she decides to get off the bed to open the door,
啊, 结果呢, 良人却已经走了,
however, the husband already departed.
转身就走了,
he turned around and he left.
但是当这个良人还在门口说话的时候, 啊, 他的心脏啊, 蹦蹦跳, 可能跳到180.
So when this husband was outside speaking, his heart rate was beyond 180 beats per hour.
然后看不到良人，他就夺门而出, 啊, 就去寻找了。
So when the wife went open the door, she couldn't find her husband, she searched for him.
好, 那我们就在这个地方打住。
So
就说, 在婚姻里头啊, 有时候会有冷淡。
And sometimes in our marriage, we may encounter cold wars.
哎, 但是冷淡不要太久,
but do not fight for too long.
啊, 我们接续接下来就会发现说, 这个佳偶, 他为了寻找良人, 他吃了一些苦, 他付出了一些代价。
So we can see that afterward, when the wife tried to look for the husband, she suffered many things.
啊, 我们感觉到这个佳偶为爱啊, 受苦啊, 实在是也是有一点心疼啊。
So when we saw that the wife encountered sufferings out of love, we can feel pity for her.
那太太的这个矜持到底是先生他敲第几次门的时候我去开比较适合的，维护了我的尊严，又不会太迫不及待的感觉。
So perhaps the wife might think that I need to keep my own honor and my own respect. When is the right time to open the door? What time would the with a husband required to knock the door.
我们来看这个佳偶, 她受了什么苦。
So you can see, let's look at some of the sufferings the wife endured.
第七节,
verse 7.
她夺门而出去找她的这个良人的时候啊, 城中巡逻看守的人遇见她, 就打伤了她。 看守城墙的人夺去她的披肩, 哇, 你看看, 把她误以为是坏人啊, 所以这个巡逻的警察, 就打伤了她。
So you can see that the watchmen of the city, they found her and struck her.
啊, 那这个时候她的披肩因为有夜露, 啊, 天凉, 所以她披了一个披肩, 结果也被拿走了。
And at the time, because it was at night, it was kind of cold, she took away her veil.
啊, 也被打伤了, 披肩也被拿了,
she was
还是找不到她的良人。
She was wounded, her veil was taken away, yet she still couldn't find her husband.
好, 那因为这是情歌对唱。
So this is 情歌,
情歌对唱啊, 两个人对唱的。
So you can see like there's a dialogue between the two people.
哦, 那在他的背后呢, 有一个背景, 就是耶路撒冷的众女子在那里做和音, 好像一个响板, 啊。
So you can see in the background, it is the daughter of Jerusalem. It is like a chorus.
啊, 所以现在这个佳偶就对耶路撒冷的众女子请求。
Then the wife made a request to the daughters of Jerusalem.
你们如果有遇见我的良人,
have you seen my beloved?
要告诉他,
and you must tell him
我因思爱成病,
that I am sick.
第八节的底下, 第八节最后面,
that you tell him I am lovesick.
哦, 哇, 生病了,
I am lovesick.
你看, 为爱受苦啊,
you see that she suffered for the sake of love.
哦, 那这个给我们得到一个什么样的教训啊?
So what teachings can we learn from this passage?
如果她早一步把门打开,
that if she opened the door just a bit earlier,
啊, 良人就可以进来了,
then her husband may enter.
言归于好,
then they can reconciliate.
但因为她的矜持, 所以这样的一个美好结局还要往后推, 她还要受一些苦。
And because of stubbornness, this beautiful ending was delayed. She has to suffer a little bit.
婚姻的过程是给我们学习啊。
And in marriage, we need to learn.
啊, 冷淡, 冷漠, 其实是爱情的杀手。
That cold wars and feeling of indifference, it is an enemy in our relationship.
哎, 有时候夫妻两个人来热炒一顿, 说不定还比较好, 但是冷淡对待, 你看看, 丧失最佳的时机。
So sometimes it's better for a spouse to fight passionately than to fight with indifference and have cold wars.
那这个良人, 他失望地离开了。
So you see the husband, he departed defeated.
这个佳偶啊, 就付出了代价, 为爱而受苦。
So therefore the wife suffered for the sake of love.
这就是人间的爱情故事。
And this is the love story of mankind.
同样的剧本可能在很多的夫妻身上都会不断地重复重演。
And this type of scenario and plot may reappear in many of our marriages.
如果这是一场的电影, 我们看的时候, 我们觉得说, 啊, 你都开给他开门的话, 你赶快去把他开门就好了。
So if this was a movie, you may say to yourself, oh, to the wife, why don't you open the door earlier? Just open it.
啊, 但是如果换成我们是女主角的时候, 等一下, 给他多滴几滴露水, 让他清醒一下。
That if we were the female protagonist, we may say to the husband, "Oh, he deserved it. Why don't we just let him stay in the, outside in the cold?"
啊，所以这个女子她最大的困境在哪里？她跟她自己的性格，她跟她自己的矜持在对抗。
So what was the most challenging thing for the wife? It is, herself and her stubbornness.
她不爱她的良人吗？
Does she not love her husband?
如果她不爱她的良人，她早就 倒头大睡了，可是她的心是醒的，她心是醒的要怎么？不是要滑手机啊，是要等她的良人来啊。You
can see that if she did not love her husband, she would already be dead asleep. However, her heart was awake. What was her heart awake for? Not to scroll the phone, but to wait for the husband.
她说等彻夜等待啊，公主未眠，彻夜等待就是等她良人来。So
you see that she is like a princess waiting for her husband to come.
她也准备了没药汁啊。
And she also prepared myrrh.
象征爱情啊,
it is right, it symbolizes love.
啊, 有这种馨香的味道, 可以更快地进入到那个罗曼蒂克的这样的氛围当中。
So the right aroma, it is easier for them to enter into a romantic scenery.
但是两人却走了。
However, the husband departed.
啊, 所以这个给我们思考。
So this makes us think.
啊, 我们什么时候可以不必再为爱来受伤害。
That when is there a time that we are not hurt for the sake of love?
那通常是这样，已经上了年纪的这个夫妻呢，当他这种场景慢慢的会减少。
Then you can see that if a couple were to marry for many, many years, that they will experience this plot rarely.
啊，但似乎没有经过这样的一个场景，好像够不到白头偕老。
So if you have not experienced this this type of scenery, then it is very difficult for you to grow old together.
啊, 好像必须要吃这个苦。
So there it seems that you have to experience this type of plot.
那他也付出了代价。
And they also paid a price.
啊, 所以如果可以避免这样的情景,
that if you can avoid this kind of situation,
啊, 情绪让他赶快过去,
that you can let your emotions go.
女子有矜持, 矜持一分钟, 两分钟, 五分钟就可以了, 你还是得胜者。
That if you can endure for a minute or 5 minutes, then you will be a victor.
哦, 这个良人他就主动来恳求啊。
So you can see that the husband initiated this request.
这个良人也受苦啊。
The husband also suffered.
哦, 但是我们今天看到了就是说, 如果能够把这个时间缩短, 两个人很快就可以言归于好。
So if today we can see that if they were to reduce the time waiting, then they can reconciliate faster.
那这个把它反映到我们跟主耶稣的关系。
If we were to compare this to our relationship with Lord Jesus,
很多时候，哦，我们的讲台的讲道啊， 就像主耶稣在呼吁我们， 打开心门， 你要回来， 但是我们还是有矜持啊， 没有马上就回来。
It's just like when we hear a sermon on the pulpit, it's just like Lord Jesus inviting us to come back to open the doors of our heart. However, we decided to wait a bit. Perhaps we may be still angry with Jesus. Just like when a wife is angry at the husband.
哦, 那我们必须，我们就会为这个爱要去受苦。
And we must suffer for the sake of love.
那这个苦到底有多深多大呢？不知道。
We do not know how much we will suffer.
啊, 所以她到最后就视爱成病，她不是不爱的。
So it's not that she does not love her husband.
那这个事情演变到最后，她因爱啊思病成思爱成病的时候，我们觉得说啊，这个里面不是不相爱啊，怎么说落到这个田地呢？
You can see that to the very later on that she was lovesick, and you can say to yourself, how come she was lovesick?
可是这个阶段如果他们能够超越胜过的话呢，那他们的爱就可以再往上推到另外一个更高的境界。
They can say to that if their love is able to endure this challenge, then their love may grow to a deeper level.
那已经为爱受苦了，结果他也能够醒过来，及时的来补救。
That she suffered for the sake of love, and she was able to. To be awakened at the right moment to save the marriage. So let's look at what was the first mistake of the wife. She did respond. She opened the door. It's just that the husband already left. Now, if she opened the door just a little bit quicker, then the husband would still be there. Now, since the husband left already, she needs to go and search for him. That if you were able to avoid the situation, then we will suffer less. Then we will learn to cherish each other.
那第二个,
Secondly,
第八节,
verse 8,
她向耶路撒冷的众女子求助,
I charge you, O daughter of Jerusalem.
拜托，请你，如果遇见我的良人，要告诉他。
That if you find my beloved, you tell him. And it's best if you can find him back for me.
告诉他我因私爱而成病了。
So you tell him that I am lovesick.
好，那现在可贵的，因为这个后来是喜剧收场。
Because later on, it is a happy ending.
但是我觉得不是每对夫妻，他到最后都一定喜剧收场。
But I feel like most couples at the very end, they will have a happy ending.
那我们就可以看呢，好像一出戏啊，给我们学习啊。
So we can see that when this play started it, we can learn something from it.
有一个关键,
there is a critical point.
他懂得求助,
she know how to ask for help. She is unable to control the situation.
耶路撒冷的众女子会帮助她,
that the daughters of Jerusalem will help her.
那怎么帮助呢?
How are they going to help?
我们看第九节,
Let's look at verse 9.
这些耶路撒冷的众女子就说了,
then the daughter of Jerusalem said,
说你这女子中极美丽的,
You are the fairest among women.
这就是在辅导啊,
this is a counseling.
她因爱而成病, 她也受了伤, 她吃了苦。
For the sake of love, she was lovesick, she was wounded, and she suffered.
那这个时候呢, 她的同伴怎么对她呢?
Then at this present moment, how did her peers treat her?
没有检讨。
They did not discuss.
就是你固执了，你再早一点开门就好了，没有再追究责任，没有再检讨。
They didn't rebuke or blame her at all.
因为他知道，他受苦，他知道，他难过。
They know that she is suffering, that she is sad.
他现在愿意求助啊。
And right now she is willing to ask for help.
那这个帮助者怎么样来帮助他呢？
Then help of those who were helping her.
先安抚他。
They comforted her.
你这女子中极美丽的。
More than anyone, another beloved, O fairest among women.
去肯定他, 让他的心境能够安抚。
They reassured her heart.
然后再问。
And they asked her a question.
你的良人比其他别人的良人有什么地方更强呢?
What is your beloved more than another beloved?
你的良人比其他人的良人有何处更强呢? 问了两次。
And what is your love more than another beloved? This question was asked twice.
那你这样来, 告诉我们, 那你的良人有没有比其他的良人更好呢?
So they essentially saying, is there another person that's more wonderful than your beloved?
所以耶路撒冷的众女子先接纳他。
Then the daughters of Jerusalem, they received her.
先安抚她。
They comforted her.
但是没有马上告诉她你要怎么做。
But they didn't immediately tell her what to do.
只问了一个问题。
They asked a question.
你对你良人的印象怎么样?
What is your impression on your beloved?
你会爱她, 你为她私爱成病, 虽然你有矜持, 但是你也打开门了, 只是迟了一点。 那到底她有什么地方可以值得你爱呢?
So you love him, you are lovesick. Now you even open the door for him, then let me ask you a question. What good quality is your husband?
这不是泼冷水,
this is not adding salt to the wound.
是引导他的思考,
instead, it's to ask her to think.
往正向的方向发展,
to think positively in the right direction.
不是往负面的方向去发展,
and not think in the negative direction.
怎么帮助他?
How do they help her?
你的良人有什么好的形象啊?
What are your good impressions of your husband?
换一句话讲呢,
if we to put it plainly,
你为什么这么在乎你的良人呢?
Why do you care so much about your husband?
他一定有很多的好,
And he must have some good characteristics.
他一定有很多的优点,
he has many good qualities.
所以他在你的眼中才是独一的,不可取代的。
Then he is the only one in your life that you cannot replace.
有些时候我们会成为这个故事中的女主角。
Sometimes we may become the female protagonist in the story.
有时候我们就是站在后面的那一排合音的天使。
Perhaps we are the chorus of angels standing behind in the background.
在教会里面我们当然要彼此关心,彼此帮助。
In church, we should care and help one another.
那当我们扮演成一个耶路撒冷的众女子的时候,
so when we take on the roles of a daughters of Jerusalem,
我们可以学一学这些耶路撒冷众女子的智慧,
we should learn from the wisdom from the daughters of Jerusalem.
我们去帮助人的时候啊,
when we want to help others,
不一定要用很大的力气,
it may not necessarily require us to use a lot of strength.
不是力气用越大才帮助越大。
Helping other doesn't mean you have to use great strength.
重点是方向要正确。The
main, the critical point is you must have come from the right direction.
如果是正向的，你使一点力量就往把它往前推了。That
you want to help them in the right direction, just a little bit of effort, you can move that person forward.
如果我们有智慧呢，我们就不会去犯可能的错。And
if we have wisdom, then we will not make silly mistakes.
没有追究责任。
That we do not push any responsibilities.
没有去检讨,
we do not ask a rebuker.
这个不是这个现在不是追究责任的时候.
This is not the time to push responsibilities.
她现在受伤了, right? 她现在心灵软弱了.
Right now, she is hurt. Her spirituality is weak.
需要让她重建她的信心.
We should try to rebuild her faith.
让她想起她的良人有多么的好.
And to let her think about how wonderful her husband is.
往正向发展.
To grow in the right direction.
那这样才可能言归于好。
Then through this method, can they reconcile with one another?
如果不是这样,
if not through this way,
进出一些馊主意,
that if you were to give her any sort of ideas,
让他们两个人复合的方向是往反方向发展的,
instead you give advices for them to grow apart from each other,
那这个剧本就要重写了。
Then this plot needs to be rewritten.
这个时候她不是需要这样。
At this present moment, she does not need this.
现在很多的辅导就是这样做。
And currently, many counselors, they may say this.
其实这个3000年前就有了, 这3000年前在雅各里面就有了这个这样的辅导的做法。
So you see that 3000 years ago, this counseling method was found in the Song of Solomon.
一个传道人就是这样处理的。
And there was once a pastor who handled the situation just like this.
两个夫妻有了一些摩擦。
And their spouse has some conflicts.
那传道就请传道，这个丈夫过来。
And so the pastor asked the husband to come here.
也请他的太太来。
And also invited his wife.
好了，现在你们到祷告完，你们各自去不同的房间呐。啊，那在教会的教室哪里一个人拿一张纸，一支笔，写先生要写太太的优点，太太要写先生的优点。
So the pastor's method was after the service, they put each the husband and wife in separate rooms and given them a piece of paper and a pen, and they were to write the good qualities of each other. Because the pastor had read Song of Solomon. And he employed this method.
对先生说,
and he said to the husband, when you decide you want to marry her,
你的眼光很差，你有没有找这样的一个女子来结婚呢？
Earlier you just said, "Oh, how bad she was." Then I asked you, "How can you marry such a bad person?"
你说你先生不好。
And I said to the wife, "You said that your husband is not good to you."
相亲那天你是忘了戴眼镜是不是？
That in the time of a romantic love story, did you forget to wear glasses?
在我们那个地方啊，如果结婚啊，宴客哈，宴客都要。 吃好料嘛，哈，宴席啊，一定会有一道菜，龙虾。
So in some cultures that when you are receiving having a banquet, there's always one dish that you cannot miss. It is lobsters.
所以要用中文讲才传神，就是结婚以后要装聋作瞎。
So which means this phrase means that you need to. 装聋作瞎，to be a blind and become like pretend to be blind and pretend to be
太太唠叨的时候，先生会假装没有听到，没有听到，没有听到。
So whenever you have an argument, you may say, "Oh, I did not hear it. I did not hear it."
啊，如果先生回家的时候，那个袜子噗噗，太太要假装没有看到，没有看到。
If the husband come home and throw his socks around, you must pretend you did not see or hear it.
哦，那这个意思是什么呢
？So what does this mean?
所以其实你再去想，你当初为什么选择他
？It means to think that why did you choose the other person from the beginning?
他真的一无是处吗？
Do they not lack? Do they all? 再说一遍。
他不一定有一百分呢、啊。
So they may not necessarily have all the criteria.
但是难道他连六十分都不及格吗
？Is he not even just fulfilling your standard, even 10%?
好，自己一个人一个房间，他就会思考，因为传道说要写优点，啊，写优点，写优点，就尽量想想看有没有什么优点。
So the spouse are in separate rooms. They are following the request of the pastor to write the good qualities of each other.
啊。那到最后呢？到最后，先生就拉着太太的手就回家了。
And at the very end, they held hand in hand and they went back home.
啊，如果说我们有机会来作为一个帮助者的时候
，That if we ever in a chance that we to give counsels.
啊，也不是只有婚姻这方面，在信仰各方面，我们都能够往这个方向来进行。我们是一个智慧的帮助者。
That it's not just on the topic of marriage, but many topics of this world. That if we have wisdom andEncourage them in the right direction, then it would, you know, they would be well.
哦，那果然这个方法是奏效的，有果效的。
So naturally, this method was very effective.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
那这个佳偶就讲了。
And the beloved said, the wife said.
因为耶路撒冷的众女子这样一问的时候，她就想了。
So after the daughter of Jerusalem asked them this question, she started to think.
结果呢，她一开口啊，随便讲就从第十节讲到十六节。
And when she started to speak, she spoke from verse 10 all the way to verse 16.
这些都在形容她对她良人的印象是什么。
So from verse, these verses describe her impression of her husband.
哦，这是这个佳偶她第一次哦，这样，可以说是，非常透彻的啊，去称赞她啊。非常完全的去称赞他的良人。
So this is the first time the wife verbally appreciates her husband.
好，那请你读哦，第十节读到十六节。
Verse 10, my beloved is white and ruddy, chief among 10,000. His head is like the finest gold. His locks are wavy and black as a raven. Verse 12, his eyes are like doves by the rivers of waters rush with milk and fitly set. 13. His cheeks are like the bed of spices, bank of scented herbs. His lips are lilies dripping liquid myrrh. 14. His hand are rods of gold set by beryl. His body is carved ivory inlaid with sapphires. 15. His legs are pillars of marble set on bases of fine gold. His countenance is like Lebanon, excellent as the cedars.His mouth is most sweet. Yes, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughter of Jerusalem.
哦，你看读完啊，这个对这个良人有非常这个完整的一种描述。
So this is all the positive descriptions of the husband.
啊，我的传道娘从来没有这样称赞过我。
My wife never praised me in such manner.
我的传道娘她说哈。他要做这个世界上第一个批评我的，最后一个称赞我的人。
My wife often say to me, "I will be the first to criticize you, and I will be the last to praise you."
啊，有时候安息日领会啊，讲到，因为传道都常常会讲超过时间嘛。我是说我了，不是在讲我们在座的传道。你这个头发摆的，常常就会唠唠叨叨讲太多。
So often time, on Saturday after Saturday service, I often go over time. Then my wife will call me, "Oh, you, This white-haired old person is always going over time.
哦，因为现在都有上网啊。有一次，我的传道娘竟然在追踪我啊！哎呦。
And there's one since we are moving our services virtually, then one time my wife ring the bell for me to end the time.
那一次也是讲超过时间了，结果看 LINE 的时候，哎呦，太太跟我讲说，老赵又超过时间了。
During that service, my wife said to me, "Hey, you went over time."
哦，那我就说下午我一定要准时下台。
Then I said to myself, "The next session, I must end my session on time."
哦，真的，啊，准时下台的时候再看一看啊。
So when I've finished my time, I looked at the clock.
很好哦，终于称赞我了，说很好。
Then my wife praised me and said, "You did well."
啊、哦，说什么好
？How well?
他说准时就好。
And as long as you end your sermons well, then you did a good job.
啊，自从小弟结婚以来，在我的印象中，我的传道娘还没有称赞过我。
But after we have, I married my wife and I married, she has not yet praised me.
啊、哦，有很多时候就讲道完，开车带她回家的路上就开始检讨了。开始让你这个讲的不好，那个讲的不好，你又超过时间。
And on the way home after a sermon, she will often criticize me. Oh, you missed this, you missed that, you went over time, etc.
啊、哦，但我知道她是为我好了哈、哦。
But I know that she comes from a good place. I mean,
女子太太其实不常称赞她的先生。
So it's rare that you see the wife.Praises her husband.
所以这些可以说是从他心里头讲出来的。
You can see that from verse 10 and in verse 6 to 16 is the expressions from her heart.
所以他才愿意因爱而成变。
So therefore, for the sake of love, she was willing to change.
哇，他还是很多优点的。
He has many. 两人吗 ？So the husband has many good characteristics.
啊，可是他当时候不把门打开的时候，心里想的是什么呢？
So when she decided to wait to open the door, what was she thinking about?
哦，所以现在这个耶路撒冷众女子就引导他。
So the daughter of Jerusalem, they guided her.
他对他两人的印象是很好的。
The wife has a good impression of her husband.
他随意就可以讲这么长的话出来。
Casually, she's able to speak such lengthy verses.
啊，你看这一篇呢、啊，实在是写的非常好。
So you see that verse 10 to verse 16 is written beautifully.
其实男人也是需要鼓励的。
So men, we also need encouragements.
啊，所以我们今天晚上回家有一个功课，我们姐妹哈、啊，你睡觉以前就拿圣经哈、啊，对着你的良人就读这一段。
So there's a homework for all those females sitting here today. Tonight, when you go home, read verse 10 to 16 to your husband.
哦，他就是从他心里头去认同、去接纳他的良人。
Because she is reaffirming, approving her husband from the bottom of her heart.
当然，这个前提就是说，他的良人真的是这么好。
Then the conclusion is the husband is truly wonderful.
好了，那现在如果我们太当太太了，念给你的先生听，你会觉得说我的先生没有这么好啊。可是这是一个标准啊，这是一个鼓励啊，把它放在他的前面呢，鼓励他，他慢慢的他也会成为另外一个良人。
Sometimes you may say to yourself, "Oh, my husband doesn't fit any of these descriptions." Then it is a form of encouragement for them to reach such standards.
好，那第六章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 1.
这个六章的第一节啊。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
你这女子中极美丽的。
O fairest among women.
你的良人往何处去了
？Where has your beloved gone?
啊，他问问题都问两次，你的良人转向何处去了
？And this question was phrased twice. Where has your beloved turned aside?
我们好与你同去寻找他。
That we may seek him with you.
啊。所以啊，这个耶路撒冷的众女子呢，在得到求助以后呢，问这个佳偶问两个问题。
So after the Jerusalem daughter of Jerusalem were asked to help, they ask the wife two questions.
啊，你的良人他的优点在哪里
？What are the good qualities of your husband？
他就开始想了。
Then she started to think.
啊，从心里头可以去接受他。
That from her heart she was able to accept him.
再问一个问题。
Then they ask another question.
你的良人往哪里去了
？Where did your husband go？
那这个佳偶他怎么回答
？Then how did the wife respond？
第二节
，verse 2，
我的良人下入自己园中。
My beloved has gone to his garden。
哎，这个佳偶他是对于这个良人的行踪是了若指掌的，是很清楚，他是彼此相知很深的。
So you can see that these two the spouses they intimately know one another。
啊，如果说这两个问题有代表的一些意义的话，我们可以这么陈述。
So sometimes if these two questions represent a suggestions,
哦，你如何来肯定你的良人？你是怎么样去肯定你良人的
？It means to say that how are you to reaffirm your loved ones?
那成为复合一个最重要的一个基础。
Then for two to come together, what is the most important factor?
那再来就是说，好了，如果说你们现在两个人呈现的这个现象，就是你们的爱情已经迷路了。那迷路的时候，你知道怎么样去把它找回来吗
？That in your love story you have gone astray, then you must find your path back to one another.
如果这是一个跌倒，那你从什么地方跌倒，你要从什么地方再爬起来
If you know certain area that causes you two to fall, then you must find that peace and build it up together.
你知道问题在哪里?
You know where the problem lies.
你知道如果去把它找回来,
you know how to find back the answer.
啊, 这个家偶他都做得到。
And the wife was able to do this.
所以才会有第二节以后一个好的结局。
So therefore, verse 2 and onward, we see a beautiful ending.
好,那第二节,
verse 2.
啊, 他说, 我的良人到了什么地方, 他很清楚。
She knows where her husband has gone to.
啊, 那第三节呢?
Verse 3.
这个教就说了,
and the wife responded,
啊, 我属我的良人,
I am my beloved's.
我的良人也属我,
and my beloved is mine.
他在百合花中在牧放羊群,
he feeds his flocks among the lilies.
那跳到第四节的时候啊,
and when we jump to verse 4,
就是省略了一些记载啊,
it is some descriptions.
第四节就是良人对他的骄傲的赞美了,
and this is all the praises the husband had for the wife.
啊, 以及那种爱的肯定,
and it is the reassurance of their love.
那就是表示说他们找到了,
it means that they have found love.
他们复合了,
they have connected with one another.
喜剧收场,
you can see this is a happy ending.
那当这个骄傲他找到良人的时候,
so when the husband found the when the wife found the husband,
在第三节, 她再一次的在她的心里头这样的坚定, 啊, 这样的一种认知,
so this is the self-assurance and she had for herself.
两个人关系更亲近,
that the relationship between the two become more intimate.
她说, 我属我的良人,
she said, I am my beloved's.
我的良人当然也是属于我的,
and naturally my beloved is mine.
啊, 我们会觉得这一句话好像很熟悉,
we may feel this phrase is very familiar.
那其实就是在雅各第二章的16节啊, 啊, 讲过类似的这样的话。
In Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 16, a similar wording was phrased.
啊, 我们只要把它对照来看一下。
If you were to compare these two verses,
二章的16节,
chapter 2 verse 16,
也是教说的话。
And this is spoken by the wife.
这是经历了那个小狐狸的事件以后。
And this is through the experience of the foxes.
骄傲对良人的爱呢, 从渴慕到相知相属, 我是属于他的, 他是属于我的。
So the love that the wife had was, she desired it, but right now, the love that they have, she is reassuring that this love belonged to her.
所以这个爱有进展了。
So you can see there's a progression of love.
相爱已经进到相属, 属于对方的。
So the love has gone to another that to another love that they belong to one another.
这是一种主权的宣告。
This is a proclamation of a sovereignty.
良人是属于我的。
The husband belong to me.
先讲我的权益, 我的主权。
She talks about her sovereignty.
良人是属于我, 我先讲, 先讲我。
So the husband belong to my to me.
先讲我的主权。
She talks about her sovereignties.
然后再讲我良人的主权。
Then she also talks about the sovereignty of her husband.
这个是针对小狐狸要做宣告的啦。
And this is a proclamation to the little foxes.
所以有小狐狸的考验以后呢, 就变成相属的这种爱。
So after the experiences of little foxes, that their love is more familiar with another.
那现在又经过了刚刚讲的这个这样的一个事件。
And we just talked about the event that just unfolded.
这个骄傲的爱他又进步了。
That the love of the wife grow a little bit.
6章3节他先怎么说呢?
In chapter 6, verse 3, what does she say?
他先讲良人的主权。
She firstly talks about the sovereignty of her beloved.
他没有把自己的权利先摆在前面了。
She didn't say her own will before him.
他退居后面了。
She's decided to take a step back.
啊, 就是立他的精神, 先想到他的配偶。
It means that she is thinking of her spouses first.
开始是先强调我的权利在哪里。
Initially, she suggested what her will was.
所以经过这些考验，是两个人更加能够用真诚去为对方想，所以那个爱就更深，而不是一直在争执我的权利在哪里，我的权利在哪里。那这样的话，就是让两个人分开。
After this ordeal, they no longer think about, oh, what is my will first? Instead, they are thinking about each other's sovereignties.
所以我们就发现说，这个爱是经过考验，考验让这个爱呢到了更高的一个境界。
So we can see that after the love was tested with a trial, then can there be a deeper level of love?
但是要用对方法，不是每对夫妻都有这样美好的结果。
But however, not every couple will have a good ending.
哦，要懂得要去开门嘛。
You must learn to open the door.
要懂得，既然是这样做，我就为爱受苦嘛。
Then you must know that you must suffer for the sake of love.
我愿意付出嘛。
You are able to willing to make sacrifices.
我这样付出是因为我想拥有这个完整的爱嘛。
I will make sacrifices because I want a complete love.
因为这个爱本来是属于我的嘛。
This love originally belonged to me.
只是我一时的矜持，我的软弱。让他差一点就失去了，那如今我要加倍的努力把他追回来，我要拥有他。
But because of moment of weakness, moment of stubbornness that I have lost this, I must use all of my effort to get it back.
而且他的得到的帮助是正向的。
And the help that the wife received was positively.
他心中对良人还是有思念的。
That in her heart she still thinks of her husband.
她知道问题在哪里。
She knows where the problem lies.
她知道怎么把它找回来。
She knows how to find the answer.
所以别人的帮助才有效果。
So therefore the help of other may be effective.
然后他们又复合，这个爱就更高的一个境界。
And after they have reconciled with another, their love was at another level.
好，第四节以后就是良人对佳偶的赞美。
And verse 4 and onward are praises from the husband to the wife.
那这一段呢，跟这个第四章哈，他们洞房花烛夜里面的称赞呢，不太一样。
So the praises that's mentioned here is different than what the praises mentioned in verse 4 after they spend the night together.
回去我们可以比对一下这两段哈，在赞美佳偶的这些言语呢，有什么不一样
？So if you have time, when you go back tonight, compare some of the usage of words.From this chapter to chapter 4.
好了，你请你读啊，四节啊，四节到九节，四节到九节。
Okay. Verse 4, Oh my love, you are as beautiful as Tirzah, lovely as Jerusalem, awesome as an army with banners. Verse 5, Turn your eyes away from me, for they have overcome me. Your hair is like a flock of goats going down from Gilead. Verse 6, Your teeth are like a flock of sheep which have come up from the washing. Every one bears twins.But none is barren among them. 7. Like a piece of pomegranate are your temple behind your veil. Verse 8. There are 60 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. Verse 9. My dove, my perfect one, is the only one of her mother, the favorite of the one who bore her. The daughters saw her and called her blessed, the queen of the concubines, and they praised her.
有几个不一样。
So what are some of the differences?
那个形容佳偶的美丽呢，他的心胸更快宽阔了无与伦比的宽阔。你看，连在北部很美丽的德撒，南部很美丽的耶路撒冷城，都进入他的诗句里头。他的心胸是宽阔的，是美丽的，是一种展望到很远的未来的。
So you can see that the verse 4, that you are as beautiful as Tirzah, lovely as Jerusalem. These are two geographic location-wise, they are very broad and very big. So it's just to describe her love, her beauty.
还有一个第五节不一样。
And another difference is in verse 5.
那个佳偶对良人的一种吸引更加的强烈。所以他怎么说呢？你的眼目使我惊乱。哎呀，你看看，这种诗句就表达了说，我真的是深深被你吸引。
So verse 5 expresses how deeply he is attracted to his wife. It says, Turn your eyes away from me, for they overcome me.
这个惊乱就表示说那个情感是更加深的，更加广的。
So you can see that the love is deeper and is broad.
那么还有一个第八节。
And another one's in verse 8.
说有60个王后，80个妃嫔，但是这些都比不了你啊，你是唯一的，你是突出的，你是不可取代的。你看这个爱已经推到这样的地步了。
You can see the love to a degree that the 60 queens and 80 concubines cannot even compare to his perfect one.
你看看这个就跟前面那结婚的时候呢那种场景不一样了。
So this scenery is different than the day they were married.
只有这个佳偶在良人的心目中，它变成是唯一的、无可取代的。
That the wife in the eyes of the husband is irreplaceable, the only one.
那么十节一直到十三节。
And from verse 10 to 13,
都表示他们相亲相爱，可能到了很远的地方去了。
And they are lovingly, they gone to a far away journey.
我们再看第七章。
Let's jump to chapter 7.
第七章第一节开始。
And chapter 7, verse 1.
也是良人在称赞他的佳偶，先生称赞他的太太。
It is also the husband praising her wife.
那这一段呢也是很特别。
And this passage is very special.
在第四章呢是从头称赞到脚。
And from verse chapter 4, he praises her from head to toe.
那现在反向呢? 现在从脚开始赞美。
However, this is an opposite. He started praising her from her feet.
从头开始赞美还是从脚开始赞美, 都是一样的美, 都是非常美。
Doesn't matter if the husband praises her from head to toe or toe to head, it is just as beautiful.
而且还加入很多的地点的名称。
And he also added many geographic locations.
而且那个爱呢, 啊, 也是更加的深刻。
You can see that the love is also very deep.
你看第九节, 哈,
Let's look at verse 9.
因为这个我们大概读就可以了解我们昨天有解释的, 那今天这个我们再读自己就很清楚。
And we have explained this last night, and today we're simply going to read it.
所以自从那一次把爱寻回来以后, 他们的爱情不断地在增加温度。
So you can see that ever since they have won back their love for one another, their love has grown.
就到了第十节。
And then 第十节。
六章,七章十节。
So it jumped from, now we have come to chapter 7, verse 10.
这个骄傲在讲的第三次,类似的话,我们可以把它比对三个阶段,第三次他怎么说呢?
So this is the wife she said for the third time. If we were to compare every single time,
我属我的良人。
I am my beloved's.
他也恋慕我。
And his desire is toward me.
现在都没有讲到自己了。
And right now, she doesn't speak of what she thinks.
第一次讲的时候, 先讲我的权利在哪里。
The first time when she said this, she spoke of her own sovereignty.
第二次进步, 先讲良人的, 先立他, 先尊重他, 先想到他。
And the second time she said it, she respected her husband. She respected her husband's sovereignty.
第三次,
the third time.
没有我,
she completely removed herself.
没有再强调我的权利在哪里,
she does not emphasize what she thinks.
只有讲我是属于我的良人,
she only said, I am my beloved's.
没有讲我的权益,
she doesn't talk about her own sovereignty.
但是代替的是什么?
But what replaced her second thought?
当她不再强调自己有什么权益的时候, 她想的是什么?
So when she no longer emphasizes on her sovereignty, what does she think about?
我现在不是努力地去追求权益, 我现在是努力地让我的良人来恋慕我。
I am not pursuing after my own sovereignty, I am pursuing that my husband may love me even more.
这个是爱的最高境界了。
And this is the highest level of love.
我们多少生命是浪费在彼此争执, 跟这个争论当中。
Many times in our life, we are dwelling in conflicts and arguments.
我们去讨论, 我们去争论, 那些物质的东西, 那些个人自私性的想法。
We may even argue some materialistic things or even our own thinkings.
如果这个骄傲是我们在座每一个良人, 每一个良人你的太太是这样, 你一定会用舍己的爱去拥有他嘛, 像主耶稣基督他就是舍己爱我们, 那我们今天也是被这个爱感动的时候, 不要讲我的权利在哪里, 我努力让我的先生来恋慕我。
If we have the qualities of the spouse, then we will have this mentality always making sacrifices, and just like we want Jesus to love us.
我从我自身的生命, 我的表达, 我的品德, 我的灵性, 我的个性各方面不断地让我的良人来发觉我有这些优点, 然后就不断地去让他来恋慕我, 小狐狸都打不赢的。
That for the sake of the love I desire of Jesus to have from me, I will have a good qualities that even when little foxes come into my life trying to ruin it, I will stand firm.
那11节以后呢?
Then verses 11 and onward.
当他们去度假的时候啊,
when they went on a vacation,
到天间去啊,
they explored the world.
可以在村庄住宿啊,
they even lodged in a village.
结果呢?
Then what happened?
这个骄傲他为良人准备了很多美好的东西。
That the wife have prepared many wonderful things for the husband.
所以12节说了,
in verse 12,
最后面说,
it says there, I will give you my love.
所以有给予, 一直讲给予,
and the word give was emphasized.
没有我的权利在哪里,
there was never thought of what was the wife's sovereignty.
我努力地让你来恋慕我,
I will try my best for you to desire after me.
我努力地把我的爱给你,
I will try my best to give my love to you.
13节,
verse 13,
这么多好的东西,
after all of these wonderful things,
都是跟爱情有关的,
all related to love.
我的良人,
My beloved.
这些都是我为你存留的。
And this is the, which I have laid up for you.
哪一个良人不会为之心动啊？
So are there any men in this world who will not be touched by what she did?
这就是佳偶的爱。
So this is the love of the wife.
可是她曾经经历两次的、三次的这个考验。
However, she endured three different tests.
她曾经是冷漠、冷淡。
Initially, she was cold and indifferent.
为了要维持一个女孩子的矜持，那是毫无意义的东西。
In order to preserve something, the image of a girl is something that is quite useless.
她现在没有矜持了。
However, she did not persist on her own thought.
她的心房被她的良人给打开了。
Her heart was opened by her husband.
尽情地去享受这个爱。
And she deeply want to enter and enjoy this love.
她所付出的，她所准备的一切，良人，这些都是为你而存留的。
For at the end, she said, "All these things which I have laid up for you, my beloved."
你看看这种爱，这外面的书本找不到的。So
this kind of love you cannot find in any textbook, in any book.
主耶稣对我们的爱。And
this is the love that Jesus has for us.
也感动我们，我们愿意奉献所有。It
also moves us that we will all give Him of our all.
好，那时间关系哈。And
because of time.
小弟想说，我们最后来看八章。
Let's look at chapter 8.
八章第六节。
Verse 6.
这是非常有名的诗句。And
this is a famous saying.
六节到七节，这个就是这个雅各的结论。So
verses 6 to 7, it is a conclusion of Song of Solomon.
他们两次冷淡，两次这个分离，还有小狐狸的考验，三次的考验，他们爱进到更深。
And they fought twice, they had cold words twice, and with the events of the little foxes, made their love to grow even deeper level.
小狐狸是从外面来的。
So the foxes came from outside.
两个人的这个分离冷淡是两个人的问题。
And for the spouse to have cold war and to be separated, it is their own problem.
所以内外都有考验。
Internally and externally, there were challenges.
然后就化成了六节跟七节的结论。So
therefore, verse 6 and 7, it is the conclusion.
所以如果前面你没有读懂，没有关系，你现在这两节读懂了，你就算这个雅各这次的学习，你就至少有80分可以拿了。
Even though you have not read any previous chapter of Song of Solomon, if you understand verses 6 and 7, you may have scored at least 80% on the test.
他告诉我们什么是真正的爱。
It tells us what is true love.
第一个，First one. 求你将我放在心上如印记。
Set me as a seal upon your heart.
戴在你的臂上如戳记。
As a seal upon your arm.
心是在里面的。
The heart is within.
手臂是在外面的。
Your arm is outside.
所以先生太太。 都彼此把对方放在他心里。So
husband and wife should put one another in their own heart.
那在工作的时候呢，手臂动的时候也想起你的爱人。That
when you're at work, when you move your arm, you should also think about your spouse.
就说随时随地你如果把他放在心上的。Which
means to say that at all time you must think about your spouse.
那男人怎么样把太太放在心上呢？So
how can a man always think about his wife?
要有实际的行动啊。
You must have practical actions.
小弟就建立几个。So
I'll have few suggestions.
回到家里。When
you go home.
先不要做其他的事。Do
not do anything else.
拉拉太太的手。The
first thing you should do is hold your wife's hand.
跟她说话。And
you talk to her.
那小弟是没有只有拉手，我还会抱一下她。And
sometimes I do not only hold her hand, I also embrace her.
表示说我有把你放在心上。Which
to show that I am thinking about you.
问她。
And I ask her,
你最近要计划做什么事情? 那现在进展的如何啊?
I ask her, what are some of your recent plans and how are they going?
更体贴的，你要买那个香奈儿的香水， 你买了吗? 那这个 credit card 你拿去刷， 那不是更好吗?
Then a better method was, did you want to buy that perfume? Oh, here's my credit card, go and buy it.
你计划做的事情现在进展的如何? 这个太太说, 你还记住, 而且你还关心我。
If you ask her the question, what are some of your plans and how are they going, then the wife may think that, you are caring for what I'm thinking about.
要把它放在心上。
So you must put her in your heart.
如印记。
Just like a seal.
你有没有把它放在心上啊?
Have you put your wife in your heart?
有的话，这个才是属于你的，因为印记就是证明这是属于我的。怎么证明这个太太是属于你的？你有把它放在心上啊？
Because a seal, it is on a person, it cannot disappear. It's a sense of belonging. Your wife belongs to you.
再来。
Additionally,
专注20分钟跟她讲话，不要看手机。
That you must spend at least 20 minutes talking to her. Do not look at your phone.
陪她去散步。
You must take some strolls with her.
陪她一起聚会,
and you must accompany her to attend service and attend church activities.
留意她的外貌的装扮.
You must pay attention to what her outer appearance.
如果你发现了太太发型改变了, 因为今天这个发型不一样哦, 她会高兴老半天,哎呦,我的先生很留意我啊,都帮在心上啊。
Then if you notice that your wife has a different hairstyle, you must take notice that, wow, you changed your hairstyle today, it looks great.
我曾经是木头人,我的太太在我面前晃来晃去,我说你坐路不安,你像猴子啊,你为什么不坐下来啊?
And before I was quite blind, when my wife moves about, I say to her, why are you moving?
你没有发现我什么不一样吗?
Then my wife asked me, do you not notice any differences?
她花了2000块台币啊,才set的,你竟然都目若呆鸡啊,都没有发现。
Then she even spent $2,000 and she thought that I was just like a machine that doesn't see anything.
旅行的时候安排轻松悠闲的行程,让她没有压迫感,把她放在心上。 哦，这个我怕忘记要写，给你看他来。<笑>旅行的时候就安排那个行程比较悠闲的，不要让他，因为太太总是比较紧张嘛，哈。So
therefore, when you decide to have a vacation, try to do everything by yourself.
哦，再来，当你离家的时候，让他知道你想念他。That
when you leave the house, let her know that you will think about her.
还有呢。 听他讲话的时候要适度的回应。
That when you hear her talk, you must pay attention and respond.
让他知道你对他所谈的感到兴趣。
That to let her know that you are actually interested in what she has to say.
要增加两个人独处的时间。
That you must increase the time that you guys spend together.
如果喜欢喝咖啡，你就买一本那个三十张的月票，每天都带他去喝咖啡。
That if you know that she likes to drink coffee, then you might buy a monthly metro pass that you can take the metro and go get coffee together.
如果跟太太坐在客厅，你就问她你现在心情怎么样啊？
That if you were sitting in the living room with your wife, you may ask her, "How are you feeling today?"
你要喝咖啡吗？
Do you want to have coffee?
喝茶吗？
Do you want tea?
她会感觉到你真的把她放在心上。
Then the wife may feel that you are actually caring about her.
肯定她的辛劳，称赞她所做的菜。
You must reassure all of her efforts. You must reassure that she cooks well.
有把她放在心上。
They must think about her.
不过当太太的要留意。
But as a wife, there are some things you pay attention to.
有一个弟兄，他说，传道，你说我要跟太太称赞啊。
There's a brother who said to me, Pastor, you asked me to praise my wife.
我跟她称赞，结果她那个麻油鸡，我连续吃了2个星期啊。
That mayuji. That pastor, after I praised her, she let me eat sesame seed for two weeks.
一个礼拜煮一次就好了，不要跟她称赞了，结果你连续2个礼拜都煮。
So the dish was sesame chicken that she, because I praised her, she prepared the same dish for 2 weeks.
好了，先生回来的时候，袜子脱下来。
Then the wife, when the husband comes home, he takes off his socks.
把它翻到正面来。
And he flips it to the correct side.
不要让太太去把它翻过来。And
he does not want the wife to do the work of turning it inside out.
因为这样可以避免太太翻脸。So
this way he can avoid an argument.
你翻袜子，她就不会翻脸。That
if you are able to flip the socks, she will not be angry with you.
睡觉前，全家一起祷告。That
before bed, you should pray as a family.
可以分享一下你读书的心得，或是对一些新闻的看法。
You can share with each other some of your reflections from reading the Bible, or even share news with each other.
常常对她说谢谢。
And you must always say to her, thank you.
35. 按摩她的肩背颈子或是她的脚。
So 35th item, you must massage her shoulders and some of her head.
你有听到我念这句话有加强语气，这表示我有做到了。
So you can see that I emphasize on massaging her shoulder and her feet. It means that I have done these.
我发现当太太的整个肩颈背都绷住。回去的时候把它按摩。
So sometimes
回去要照这样做。
So sometimes wife, their shoulders are very rounded and their backs are very tight. So therefore, when you go home, you should massage your wife.
啊，可以放松一下哈。
You could tell them to relax.
在众人的场合对他，付出比别人更多的注意力。
That in a public setting, you pay more attention to her than any other.
哎，我们到温哥华教会来哈，其实只要三天，大概就知道哦，这个跟他就是夫妻，这个这两个就是夫妻，这两个就是夫妻，为什么？因为我们都有在观察，嗯，这两个人眉来眼去的，那个太太，啊，他啊，现在就拿车子钥匙就开回家了，哎，很有默契，这可能是夫妻嘛，哎，共用一个杯子，他喝一口，他一口，啊，这一定是夫妻。
So therefore, when I come to Vancouver Church, I can tell who's the couple and who's not, and whether the couples are close or not. Sometimes the husband may just leave immediately and without his wife. Sometimes you see a spouse, they share a cup of coffee. One person takes a sip, another person takes another sip of the same coffee.
嗯，对，因为你有关注他。
Because you are caring for the other spouse.
偷偷的被传道看到了。
And I've been spying on you guys.
如果你在家里还看电视的话，这个遥控器哈，不要握在你的手上，遥控器要交给太太。
That if you are watching TV at home, leave the remote control in your wife's hand.
啊，有很多先生就，哦，你看，冰上曲棍球了，棒球了，我们蓝鸟队有没有输了？加拿大篮球队有没有赢了？哦，加一百多台，然后转回来又转回去，啊，先生要看，太太要看韩剧都没得看，尊重他一下，陪他看韩剧。
So sometimes the husband may only flip to the sports channels. Oh, did the Blue Jays win this game? Then the husband should spend some time with the wife to watch some Korean dramas or any dramas on TV.
牵太太的手。
You must hold your wife's hand.
不要让她感觉到你软弱无力。
Do not let her feel that you are weak and without strength.
我的传道人是这样，你拉她的手，有时候她看到人来的时候就等于打开，打开那没有人的时候，我就握他说：“你要诚意一点好不好？这个没有力量啊，你拉我都没有力量啊。”
So sometimes my wife, when I try to hold her hand, when there's people around, she would not hold my hand. But when there's no people around, when I try to hold her hand, she's like, "Why don't you hold my hand with more strength?"
啊，牵她的手，她有意见；没有力量，她也有意见。
So when I try to hold her hand, she has something to say. When I don't hold her hand, she also has something to say.
因为太太是让我们来了解的哈。
So we should try our best to understand our wife.
好了，那再讲几个就好哈。
So I will only mention a few more.
有时候买一些小礼物送她。
Sometimes you must buy gifts for your spouse.
比如说一小盒的巧克力糖，或是一小瓶的香水。
For example, a small box of chocolate or small bottles of perfume.
让她知道你把她的相片放在你的皮夹里。
And you must let her know that you have a picture of her, picture of her in your wallet.
好。帮他磨菜刀。
You must grind the kitchen knife for her.
菜刀先生磨比较安全、啊、如果太太半夜磨菜刀就比较危险一点。
So it's a safer job for the husband to grind the knife. If a wife grinds the knife in midnight, then it smells trouble.
好了，那最后讲一件就好了。
Then lastly, there's one more thing.
该忘记的要忘记。
That you must forget what you need to forget.
该记住的也要记住。
Dave, you must remember what you must remember.
什么是要记住的
？What are the things you have to remember?
太太的生日一定要记住。
You must remember your wife's birthday.
结婚纪念日一定要记住。
You must also remember the wedding anniversary date.
男人不在意，对不对？女人很重要啊。
Men you may not pay attention to, however, female they emphasize on these dates.
还有一个。
There's another thing.
该忘记的要忘记。
You must forget what you must forget.
什么要忘记呢
？What do you need to forget?
要忘记太太的体重。
You must forget the weight of your wife.
啊，她站在那个磅秤上在称体重的时候，你不要靠近啊，她会唱女高音了 那又叫出来、啊。
Sometimes when you stand on the scale, she may sing a high note.
要忘记他曾经46公斤，虽然他现在64公斤，你要忘记他曾经46公斤。
So even though she is 64 kilograms right now, you must forget that she was still once 46 kilograms.
那如果是太太的话呢
？And if you were the wife,
讲一件事情就好。
And there's only one thing you should remember.
有一次
There's one time.
在太太要到那个原住民山上的教会。
And my wife was going to the Aboriginal churches in the mountains.
传道人说, 要不要 Google 一下啊, 导航啊?
Then my wife said, should we not Google search and set a GPS?
小弟就说, 这个路我很熟了,我就是导航了,不用看 Google了,你看, 人家吴传道有讲说不要讲大话,结果我讲大话就讲这个大话就不对了,我说哦,我就是Google啊,我就是导航啊,不用了,不用了。
So I replied my wife, I know the way, I am the GPS, there's no need for to search on Google for the address.
结果呢, 开,糟糕。
And I started to drive, then I said to myself, oh no.
导航迷路了,我这个导航迷路了。Then
I was lost, this GPS.
6点要吃晚餐,现在太阳快下山了,哎呀,糟糕。
At 6 p.m., we were to eat to have dinner. However, the sun has already set.
那刚刚不是说我就是导航吗? 现在怎么变成这样?
Didn't I say in the beginning I am the GPS? How come I was lost?
哦，那时候很紧张.
At that time, I was quite nervous.
不晓得怎么办呢?
I did not know what to do.
摸不到路出来啊.
I couldn't find any road.
很紧张啊.
Very nervous.
我的传道人就说.
Then my wife said.
最后还是出来了,还要找到了,找到了,找到路了。
Then after a long time, we found the road.
他说慢慢来啊。
Then the wife said, take your time.
慢慢来。Take
your time.
Google有时候也会出差错。Sometimes
Google make mistakes too.
慢慢来。Take
your time.
幸好我们今天有迷路啊。Think,
luckily that we got lost today.
所以可以看到今天的夕阳。
So we can see the faith that we have today.
如果没有迷路，就看不到今天的夕阳。今天夕阳好美哦，谢谢你迷路哈。
So she said, today's the sunset today was beautiful. So thank you for getting lost.
哦，那个时候一个石头就掉下来。
So at that time, my heart dropped.
因为他一直跟我讲说要导航，我说我自己要导航啊。Because
she encouraged me to use the GPS, but I said I am the GPS.
哦，如果太太在旁边，如果是这么说的话。That
if the wife were to say to you,
你不是说你导航吗？
Did you say that you were a GPS?
你的导航怎么变成这样?
How can the GPS be like this?
男人会受不了。
Then as a man, you will not endure such humiliation.
我相信我们的弟兄都不希望太太跟我们讲这句话。
We do not want our wife to use such a tone with us.
甚至我们很多要重新学习，我很感激我的传道娘。
So we must be thankful to our, I am very thankful to my wife.
虽然我们今天错过了夕阳了。
Even though today we have missed the sunset.
等一下聚会完，这个良人跟佳偶可以牵手去看满天的繁星。错过夕阳，不要再错过满天的繁星。That
if you were to this for the husband and wife in this chapter, they have missed the sunset. However, they tried their best to catch the starry night.
好了，那雅歌就唱到这里了。So
Song of Solomon ends here.
你自己应该有属于自己的一首雅歌。And
you have a song of Solomon of your own making.
求主耶稣帮助大家。
We ask the Lord to help us all.
当你唱你的雅歌的时候，也是依然的美丽。
I hope that when you sing your own song of Solomon, it is just as beautiful.
好，我们来唱诗。
Now let's sing hymn.
350首。
350.